100% Illawarra.
Come on!
Wave FM's Jade, Strainey and Trav in the morning.
Hello there, welcome along to the big show. Yeah, that's right, this is the big show.
What are you, Glenn Maxwell from the Australian one-day cricket?
It's the big show!
This is the big show. This is the big show before the other show that we put on that wasn't so big.
Maxie's the big show.
No, Maxie was...
And then the secondary big show Sunday Night Origin 2.
You know what?
This is the big show. I'm with Strainey now.
See?
This is the big show.
This is the big show.
Disappointment.
Only Maxwell decided to be the big show when he heard about Wave FM and he goes, that is a big show.
Actually,
and nothing says a big show
tag.
Than being self-appointed big show.
Yeah, exactly
he
right.
He doesn't like the tag.
No, he
he's
doesn't.
Very uncomfortable about it, Maxie.
Yeah. But he's a great bloke because he's very quiet, very shy, very unassuming.
Quiet when he doesn't get picked.
Yeah, exactly
I'm
right.
One of the best.
Yeah.
I'm a big show.
Now, you know what? What are we talking about today in the show?
What were we talking about?
That's a big show.
We just did it a couple of hours ago.
No,
that's right.
We're talking about boat names.
We were too. Hey, Lydia went for a bit of a walk with Mornay, the hubby who used to play for the Springboks. You remember Mornay Morkel?
Mornay Morkel played for the Proteus. He was
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But Mornay was also Mornay Morkel was also another Springbok. So
was he a Springbok?
He's fibbing now.
Yeah, Mornay Morkel was a Springbok.
I'll have a sportsman bet with you. Google it up.
Yeah,
I'll Google it right now. I'll Google it now while you carry on.
There was no Mornay Morkel.
Yeah, there was.
Played for the Springboks.
Yeah, absolutely. He was a great centre.
Not post playing post apartheid.
Oh, we can't add rules to it.
Yeah, there's no rules.
Yeah, no. It's
I just said he was one of the best. He was one of the best Springboks.
Mornay Morkel was a cricketer.
Yeah, I know Mornay Morkel was a cricketer.
While
the other one. Yeah,
answer.
So she went
when
out
you
with
Google it, all you get is the cricketer. I even put Mornay Morkel Springboks and I can't.
No, you can't find him?
I can't find him. Sorry, mate.
It's a bit of a shame. So Mornay Morkel, the old Springbok who's walking down Kiama.
Anyway, we're looking at boats, okay?
Yeah. That little bit of a dream. They sat back, they fell asleep, newlyweds, you know, as they do, lying back in the sun. Where is the harp sound effect, for God's sake? Can we get the harp sound effect in here?
Trying not to think about barnacles.
Yeah, not to think about the actual cost of a boat.
They were thinking if they had a spare couple of mil.
Just a spare mil.
What would they name their boat? What would you name your boat?
I have a boat. Kitty.
Yeah, what's its
name? Yeah, a big boat.
It's the SS Winxy.
Cute, love it.
No, the big boat. Big boat. Did you hear about the USS Wasp?
No.
Came to Sydney Harbour.
Oh, the American one.
Yeah, so they came into Sydney Harbour,
ladies
right?
Ladies going nuts.
Yeah. So there was like 4,000 people on the boat.
Yeah.
There was 8,000 women waiting for those 4,000 men. Yeah. So it's going to be a big couple of nights for those boys.
Tap in, tap out.
Can I just put it on record? That was a lady who said that, not one of the men in the studio.
And one with very high standards.
Well, apparently so. Not
I'm dating a Springbok, so I'm married a Springbok.
So, of course, they were all waiting to get off, chomping at the bit. Chomping at the bit
that's
to get
very,
out.
A very, very bad expression.
And
anyway.
So, of course, they're at the gangway, ready to go. What happens when you've got billions and billions of dollars of money to spend on the US Navy?
Yeah, what happens when you're like the most sophisticated Navy in the world?
You can't get off a boat because you can't get the stairs down. It was locked. So they're banging away on the pin.
That's because Donald Trump made the call and said, don't let them down. We need to get them to the Gulf of Oman.
No, he said, build a wall between them and the wall, thanks.
That's right. So that was a big one.
So naming boats.
Might it be Big Mouth.
Which is so apt.
I'd love to have a big boat.
What would you call it?
Well, no, I'd stick with the SS Winxy.
You can't call a boat the same thing.
No, it's
bad luck.
Oh, that yeah. I think that's. I kind of like that. It's classic.
Yeah, I need to get some stickers for the little team.
Yes,
yeah, you do.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, slap the name on the side.
That's all right. A little
stacer. Get on the sign code.
What colour is it? Is it just a metal one?
Yeah, it's like silver.
Paint it red.
Does it catch many
tinny.
Fish now?
No.
Do you have many tinnies in the tinny?
No, I've never had a drop of alcohol in the tinny. Although I'm going through the experience at the moment.
Of having plenty of tinnies?
Well, I do that when I'm prepping my fishing gear, which I don't get to use enough. But
Harry,
hey, look at
Producer
Sam just wandered in.
Welcome back, mate. Just jump on there.
Harry.
Where the hell have you been throughout the podcast? Where you been? Come on, mate. Where
I was,
you been?
Doing some work. Sorry to interrupt the story.
He's half eating an apple. Okay. He wants to be Snow White. Yeah. Harry, our 14-year-old, wants to get his boat license. So I've begun the coaching process with him, because you have to kind of do a number of sessions in the boat and fill out all the paperwork, and then eventually once I think he's good enough, then he can go to the RMS and sit the written test. So he's doing really well.
How old do you have to be to get your boat?
You can be 12.
Whoa.
How good's that?
So I'm trying to recruit Molly and Charlie.
Yeah.
Lily's keen, but she's only 9. She's got a few years to wait.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, only a couple. She'll be right. No dramas at all. Just stick her in the boat and let her go.
I think we've chatted enough, just as a side note. Let's get into
it. It's the longest.
Longest podcast intro
show.
Ever.
No.
I'm calling it. The podcast starts now.
Jade and I did a 6-minute.
Wow.
Everything Illawarra. Jade, Strainy and Trav in the morning.
On the weekend, went for a little day trip down to Kiama.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I grew up in Kiama, so it was a bit of a walk down memory lane.
Oh, nostalgic little walk.
Yeah, me and the hubby, Mornay, we did the whole thing. It was a beautiful day, kind of like today.
Yeah, yeah. Sunshine. Did you get the fish and chips?
We didn't get the fish and chips, but.
Yeah, yeah.
We always, when we go down there, we go to Black Rock Cafe on the main street.
Yeah.
You get the Chris's special, which is basically Eggs Benedict.
Yep.
Delicious. And it was just one of those days where everything was working out for us. Like,
so you had the beautiful Eggs Benedict.
And it turns out this cafe is like getting sold. So this is probably the last time we could have Chris's special. So it was even more special.
Yeah.
Did that. Then we thought, maybe we'll just wander down the harbour before we leave.
As you do.
So wandering around Black's Beach and how beautiful it is there. Yeah. And there's legit dolphins out of the wharf. Probably 10 dolphins.
So you stopped, admired the view, the day.
Yep, it's beautiful. We're staring out there.
Who fell over and hurt themselves?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
this is an awesome day.
It just stays at a high.
Yeah, nice.
It was just bliss. It was just a pure day of bliss down at Kiama.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there walking down the harbour, because as we were kids, we used to walk around like where all the boats are put, and you'd see like stingrays, and that's where we saw the dolphins.
Yeah.
And then you see all the cool boats that are there.
Oh,
and there's some nice boats.
Awesome
like,
boats.
This is Kiama Harbour.
Yeah,
there's some real crap ones.
Oh, geez, yeah.
But there's some little tinnies, but there's, some really nice boats.
Big boats.
And so we kind of just got lost in our own dream. Just imagine having a nice big yacht like that one sitting there in front of us.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, don't think about the money. Don't think about it. Just imagine if you had that boat. And we thought, the most important thing about having a boat.
Yeah.
It's what you call it.
Oh, the cool name. Yeah, you've got to have the cool name, don't you?
Because there's such an opportunity.
Yeah.
To have a bit of wordplay.
Yep.
Be a bit funny.
Yeah.
And we found one.
Yeah.
Naughty Escape. N-A-U-T-I.
Yeah,
like
clever. Naughty Escape. Yeah, but I like that.
Mornay's like, if I had a big white and black yacht, much like this one that looks like it's probably $1 million, I'd call it Tax Back. Because the only way I'm affording this is if I collate all of my tax back money over the next 70 years.
Yes. I like that. That's a great idea. And what a beautiful place to go and do it too, Kiama Harbour.
I'd call mine Sure Thing. S-H-O-R-E thing.
Oh, my
Because you know
goodness.
I'm a sucker for the puns.
Yeah, you are
but
a massive sucker.
Let's just get everyone on the dream.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know some people do have boats. So if you do have a boat, I want to hear what it's called.
Oh, yeah, because when people do have boats, they give them a great little name.
They do.
Yeah,
slap it on the side and a big sticker.
Oh, that's a bit long to go on the side. Slap it on the side and a big sticker. Probably a bit long. Come on, boys, let's go and slap it on the side and a big sticker. That's really difficult to say, too.
Slap the name of the boat on the side.
Yes.
So I want to hear, if you have a boat, what's your boat's name?
Yeah, cool.
Maybe you've just called it Sue. I don't know. I want to know why.
Why?
If you don't have a boat, though, jump in the dreamland with me.
Yeah.
If you had a boat, what would you call it? What clever, funny name would you call it?
Well, mine's an easy boat name.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're going to go something basic like Bruce.
No, but I do want to find out what people would call their boats and fun, cool names too.
Yeah.
So 42751965. Well, mine's, I think, obvious.
What is it?
Big Mouth.
Oh, yeah, that is,
just
isn't it?
Big Mouth. Hopefully we can chuck our line out and a Big Mouth will open up and...
Oh, that's not why you're calling it Big Mouth. You're calling it Big Mouth because of this thing on your face?
Oh, shut up, will you?
Wave FM's Jade, Strainy and Trav in the morning.
Lydia went for a little bit of a walk around Kiama.
I did, and I was inspired.
Did you and Kanye... You and Kanye West walk around Kiama Harbour. So did you and Morkel, did you guys, were you holding hands?
We were holding hands.
Oh, you guys are still in that newlywed phase.
We're in the honeymoon phase. Yeah. We're aware of it, so we're enjoying it.
Nice.
But yeah, boat names, inspired by the rich people of Kiama and their yachts sitting in the harbour.
Sitting down having a bit of a look around. So
exactly.
We thought, why not give us your best boat names, 42751965.
Exactly. We head to...
Pat's at Farnborough Heights. What did you name yours, Pat?
Our boat was Misbehaving.
Misbehaving.
That's what happens on the boat, Pat. What happens on the boat stays on the boat.
Yep. And one I saw on the side of the boat was Wet and Forget.
So we're talking your boat names this morning. 42751965.
Karina in Dabdo, what's your boat name?
FF pockets. Once you got a boat, you got your hand in the pocket every day.
That is so true. That is very good. Yeah. Hey, also in Dapto, Karen. G'day, Karen. Oh, Karen, you there? Karen? Oh, Karen's gone. Karen's gone. Karen actually, we do know that Karen had a
Karen had kicking back.
Yeah, that, what a great that boat is. Name
kick,
that one is.
Apostrophe N, apostrophe back.
Kicking back. All right, yep. We're going to go to Rogie and Sharon's online. G'day, Sharon. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning. I'm good. Thanks. How are you guys going?
Good.
Great.
Good.
What's your boat name?
I'm Sinking.
That's good. Is that like the play on the word I'm thinking or just literally I'm sinking?
Well, I feel like I'm sinking into everyday life things and all I want to do is go fishing on a boat.
Yeah, good on ya. I love it. See, living on a boat, it's just a dream.
Yeah, it
getting
is a dream.
Getting a boat,
yeah.
Floating away.
That's a really good idea you've come up with. Great names for your boat. If you had a boat, if you're a bit like Lydia, going for a walk at Kiama.
Dreaming the day away.
Going, Morkel, if we could buy a boat.
Yep.
What was yours again?
I had Shore Thing.
That's very clever.
S-H-O-R-E.
Very clever.
Yeah.
What about Morkel? The Hubbies was a good name for his boat too. He had a great name.
Yeah, Taxback.
Yeah, see, that's it's what you need.
He had like 17 different names. Though. I will say another one of his was Maureen. Just like a woman's name, but like Maureen.
No, but Maure, because it's Maud. Maureen.
No, that's not why he did it.
No?
That's not why he did it.
That's too funny.
I can guarantee.
Yeah. Wave FM's Jade, Strainey and Trav in the morning. Wave FM has begun the search. The Illawarra's ugliest feet.
Thanks to Treadright Podiatry and Biomechanics. Why tread any other way?
That's ugly.
So, Lydia, it's all about celebration, the Illawarra's ugliest feet, the celebration of the big toe.
The ugly nails.
The little toe.
Yeah.
The pinky toe is often some of the most disgusting corn-filled things I've ever seen.
Isn't it just? We're also celebrating the disgusting dry skin on your
I've got to see
heels.
Pete the podiatrist today.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go and see him.
Good. Get that stuff fixed up, please.
We have had a little discussion. I said, do you have an angle grinder? He said, one of the best in the Illawarra for your feet. So I'm not looking forward to it at all. You know when you have that mental image in your head of going to the dentist, you know that something bad's going to happen?
Yep.
I know going to see Pete the podiatrist, something bad's going to happen.
And no doubt, you don't get anaesthetic for that.
No.
They're not going to knock you out in the chair.
The bad thing about going to the podiatrist is that he's going to laugh at me. That's probably the worst thing that's going to happen. They're your feet, Strainy. Oh, but my God.
It's only fair because this is what we've been doing all week.
That's right. And, you know, the laughing at other people's feet is a great thing, and that's exactly what Melissa has done.
Yeah.
You know, Melissa joins us now from Albion Park. And, Melissa, you've been laughing at your hubby's feet, Ryan, for some time now, haven't you?
Yes, indeed.
What's going on in that situation down there?
I can't stand his feet. I never have been able to. We've been together for 12 years and I've always said, don't come near me with your feet.
So is it a toenail issue? Is it a hairy issue? What's the sitch?
So it all started, I've spoken to his mother about it when he was little, he had issues with his feet where his ligaments didn't grow quick enough for his feet and they thought they might need to operate and put like elastic bands in there. So
Jeez. He's
got this bit of a funny arch going on, so they're a bit of an odd shape. And then you've got the toenails which are all banged up and grown over each other because he needs a soccer.
Banged up is not the word for Ryan's feet, Melissa. Banged up is just, it's banged up does not do it justice.
No, I'm looking at that picture now.
Ryan's feet.
Man.
You know, he should be an amputee. Just cut both feet off. Seriously, I mean, they are a disgrace.
No,
Melissa, I understand how you feel. I mean, you really can't be going through life with those feet next year.
But please don't cut them off because then you'd have nowhere to put the exclusive Wave FM bed socks that we're throwing your way. Two pairs, so you get a pair for yourself as well.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Melissa, the good thing is you're now on the short list and you could well be the winner of $1,000 as well, so good luck.
Woo, well done, thanks.
Well done indeed. Well done to your husband for having gross feet.
Everything Illawarra. Jade, Draney and Trav in the morning.
2019 already. We're halfway through. 2019 will go down as the year for Tanya and I, my wife and I, four children, all grown up. Well, at least Griffin is now one. So he's kind of grown. He's one of the kids. So he's out and about. He's walking around with the kids. He gets it now.
Yeah.
What he also gets is the fact that
will put on his tray table when he sits in a high chair. Mm-hmm. They have a little tray table in front. He gets that we'll put his food on there, and that's either his or he can do whatever else he wants to do with it. Sometimes yeah. stick it in his ears.
He can eat it.
Up his nose, yeah, down his pants. Wherever he wants to play with it, he will play with it. But the other kids, of course, Addison 9, Finnegan 7, and Emery's just 3. They kind of do whatever he does too.
Oh.
Because they think he's getting away with it.
Right, so we can too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kids be kids, be kids, be kids. So we were out just the other night, Chinese restaurant. 2019 now marks the year of the great rice fight.
That's very intriguing.
Tanya and I gave up in the end. And the rice fight was all started by the 12-month-old Griffin. So he, of course, had rice all over the tray table.
Just like boiled rice.
Just boiled rice. Yeah. So, of course, he just threw it.
Yeah,
he
good
threw
on
it.
Him.
Just, I don't want it now. I'm just going to throw it.
Yeah. Expected it, from a one-year-old.
It landed in his sister's soup. So Addison was filthy. She just grabbed some rice off her brother's plate and threw it back at him. Like, you can't do that. And then so Finnegan thought it was funny. He grabbed rice off his plate, threw it at his sister.
Oh, no.
Addison whips out. And, of course, as you can imagine, the great rice fight of 2019.
In my mind, it's like
began.
One of those old school cafeteria food fights. Everything's in slow motion. The rice, you're sitting there, and the rice is flying past your eyes in slow motion.
Everything was in slow motion because it was at that point I looked at Tanya and I went, they're friggin' yours.
Yeah, these aren't mine.
All of them are yours. I'm out of here. And you know, there's that moment that comes in a mother and father's life. Where you just go, I don't care anymore. I just don't care anymore. We both walked up to the counter. We paid. We said, we might just leave now. The kids would have had no idea. They're just still sitting there fighting.
And then you just left without the kids and you still don't have them to this day.
I don't know where the children are, but we'll eventually find them soon, I'm sure. Waking
up, come on. Wave FM's Jade, Strainey and Trav in the morning.
It is Jade Straney, Trav in the morning here at Wave FM 96.5. You know what? We've been talking about animals all this week.
We have. Been obsessed.
Like all over Facey. We've had, you know, dogs in bed, yes or no. We've had, you know, how much do you love your dogs?
Honouring your dogs who have maybe passed away.
That one. There was thousands of comments.
Thousands. It's because people love their doggies.
Of course. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying it was extraordinary that I saw so many dog photos. Yeah. Oh, here's me dog Charlie who died in 1973.
Yeah.
And we bought another dog and he died in 1985. It's like, God, so you can only keep your dog for 10 years. Come on.
I know.
Do something a little bit better. You know what? Someone who's a real animal activist, does a whole lot for animals right across the world, is a guest on tonight's Talking about Your Generation.
Yes.
I thought you were going to keep going so we could do Jinx.
Sorry.
And Jinx again.
Yeah, but you jinxed me earlier. I didn't want to be jinxed
good on
again.
Anyway. Alex Simpson. Hello, mate. How are you going?
I'm great, thanks, guys. How are you?
Good.
Now, congratulations, because I've just seen on your Instagram, you're the brand new PETA ambassador for Australia.
I am. It's a new venture for me, and I'm very passionate about it, so I'm really happy to be doing my part and helping out any way that I can.
So when you become the ambassador for PETA, what goes on there, mate?
Well, pretty much it's just all about raising awareness, you know, and using my social media platform to sort of educate, you know, millennials on, you know, what really goes on and stuff like that. So being the ambassador just entails, you know, raising awareness. And,
which
and that's
is good.
What I'm really trying to do now.
I mean, let's face it, you know, you've got a million followers on your, not only Insta, but Facey. I mean, it's pretty easy to get the word out there, that's for sure. Even a couple of my mates are following Ali. The couple of my mates are weirdos. Old Johnny Vines, he follows Ali all the time. So good on you, Johnny.
No surprise. Ali, you'll have to send him a little DM.
That's right. Send him a DM and he'll be stoked. Yeah. Hey, Strainey, told me that you follow me. Here you go. Mate, tonight, talking about your generation, what have you guys got going on?
It's a really, really fun episode. I'm honestly excited to see how it all turned out, but we had a lot of fun. We played a lot of games. Things get really messy at the end. There's eggs involved. I get scared. I'm screaming. You know, there's lots going on in this episode. It's a good one.
Yeah, cool. Look, it is a whole lot of fun too. And how did these guys get in contact with you? They just said, Ali, do you want to play this game? And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, pretty much. That's sort of how it goes. They just reached out to me, and I'd seen the show before. You know, I'd watched it with my family multiple times before, so I was honestly pretty excited and was, you know, stoked to be alongside Lawrence and Andy and Sean, and yeah, it was awesome.
Well, look, you know what? You can watch Ali tonight. And don't forget to hit her up, like a couple of my mates have done. Hit her up on Facey and Instagram, follow her, because she's got a great message as well. Talk about your generation tonight, 7:30 on 9. Ali, great to catch up.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah! Wave FM's Jade, Strainy and Trav in the morning.
You're a little bit outraged this morning.
I am, because I was scrolling through my Facebook feed, and I've had a couple of friends who are still at uni.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the debates on their feed.
Sure.
Because they've just had to sit an 8-hour marketing exam at uni.
8-hour marketing exam?
8 hours. Can you believe that the uni's making them do an 8-hour exam?
Yeah.
Like, I remember doing 3-hour exams and I hated that.
Oh, come on, mate. What's wrong with you? Is this just a generational thing?
Who wants to sit in an exam for 8 hours?
It's getting them ready for the real world, Lydia.
No, I get that, but the real world isn't like an exam. And this is what they do all the time at uni. They say, we're preparing you for the real world.
How long have you been here? You know that every hour here is a freaking exam. Like, every hour you've got to do something, and if you pass it, you're sweet.
Yeah, but at least you're getting paid to be here. At least you're getting paid to be here. You're paying to be at the 8-hour exam, which is ridiculous.
So what happened? How did this all come about?
Well, like you're saying, the whole point they did it, it's this third-year marketing subject. They gave the students this 8-hour exam.
Yep.
Open book, I will say.
Oh, it's open book as well. It's open book. But what are you complaining about?
No, but the whole point is that they had to sort of design
a
marketing
campaign. I don't really know the answer for this. I don't really know the... Oh, just check the book. Flick, flick, flick.
No, because it's about creativity. They had to come up with a marketing plan for a certain business that they've been given. But everyone's complaining, fair enough, because there's so much stress on them because they've never had to sit an 8-hour exam before. You're thrown from a 2-hour or 3-hour exam.
Are you allowed to leave and do poos and whiz?
I think you can go to the toilet.
Do whatever you want.
I've read somewhere it was like, yeah, they have to manage their own time. It was a test of them managing their own time.
Ah, right. So that's a big test for millennials who can't manage time at all.
It is. And I doubt there was probably no time for Insta scrolling.
Tweeting. That's exactly right.
That's probably where the stress is coming in.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God, I can't be on my mobile right now. How am I going to get through this exam?
Yeah.
You know what, Lydia, the thing is that these guys are studying third year marketing.
Yeah, I did that.
It's marketing.
Are you about to undermine marketing?
Oh, look, I would never undermine marketing. But when you're studying third year marketing, there are three things you need to worry about. Or four, let's say. We'll go through them. The four things you need to worry about when you're studying marketing.
Is this going to be like the four M's of marketing?
No, no. How to grow a ponytail, how to sip lattes, how to drive a Mustang, and most importantly, how to practice being a tool.
How to drive a Mustang? Yes, please. Why didn't I learn that?
Get up, get up. 100% Illawarra.
Come on.
Wave FM's Jade, Strainy and Trav in the morning.
And that was the podcast.